Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 151, and today I want to talk about a stigma or multiple stigmas. I'm not quite sure how this will go. Episode 151, I want to start off by saying this. There are a lot of factors. There are a lot of variables for all of us in our lives. And I say this, and what I mean by this is my personal stories and my experiences will never encompass all of yours. They might not even be similar. They might be very similar. There's obviously a huge range, a huge spectrum of similarities between each of our experiences. And so I say that because when I talk about certain things, my experiences may be different than yours. I bring things up on the podcast that I think are important. I think are important for all of us. Whether it's really, really relevant to your life or not, I bring it up because it's something that I think we can all benefit from talking about. So I say that all to say today I want to talk about Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And so this episode might be more niche, more specific to a certain group of people. But like I said, I think we can all benefit from this just as humans. So June, the month of June, is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And so recently, a couple days ago, I had this idea. And so what I did was I went through my contacts and I went to a bunch of my guy friends, and I left them, if you have an iPhone, you can leave an audio message. You can record yourself and you can just send it. And I like sending those. I think they're cool. I think they're unique. So I send my friends those every once in a while, but I went through and I wanted to make sure that, especially during Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, I wanted to make sure that the men in my life, my friends, my family, they know how much I care about them. Because it was important for me because I've noticed, and you might already know this, but from my personal experiences, I've noticed the stigma for guys. A stigma or a stereotype is that men are supposed to just quote unquote man up. That's something that I'm trying to get rid of. I don't use that in my vocabulary, and I hope, you know, other people don't have to feel like they have to man up. Man up means to me that you hide your emotions. It means that men are not supposed to be emotional. We're not supposed to be vulnerable. We're supposed to just tuck our feelings away, even the really strong ones that really need to be let out and would benefit from telling other people. We're supposed to man up. We're supposed to be tough. We're not supposed to cry. We're not supposed to hug other guys. We're not supposed to tell each other that we love each other. We're not supposed to open up to our friends. Luckily, in my life, I learned very early on that I was going to be an emotional human being, and that talking about my feelings was something that, even when it got uncomfortable and awkward and very overwhelming, I would still rather be in that awkward space than to hold my emotions. My mom is someone that I watched, and my dad too, but my mom naturally is inclined to share her emotions to other people, listen to other people's emotions. So I watched her and I became very comfortable with my own emotions and listening to other people's emotions and telling people how I feel, and especially telling other people how I feel about them. So I say that to say I'm comfortable with my emotions. Now, like I said, I'm not an expert. I'm not always comfortable. There's some things that I keep to myself, but I decided to go through my phone and audio message a bunch of my guy friends. And I did this, like I said, to ease this stigma. And obviously, all my guy friends of my life are different. I talk to each of them in a unique way. I have unique relationships. And so I wanted to make sure that they knew that I was always there for them, especially mentally, and that they can always come to me. They all know this. Like I said, I've always been this way. I've always been kind of the person that is open with their emotions, and I tell people probably a lot more for some people that aren't as comfortable with it. Maybe it's too much sometimes, but I'm always telling people how I feel about them. I'm a sentimental person. That's just how I live my life. So there is a stigma around men's mental health. And I think the month of June is really important. And it's kind of poetic and beautiful for us personally in my family. My uncle Todd passed away of suicide before I was born. He was very young. I believe he was 22 years old, 21 years old. And so his birthday was June 7th. So the month of June is really special, and it's kind of, like I said, it's a little bit beautiful personally for our family that his birthday month is also Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So I wanted, like I said, all this to say, I wanted to go through my phone, make sure that the guys in my life, the friends in my life that are guys, knew that I love them and I care about them. And I told them each separately why I appreciate them and that I love them. And I used those words. And even for me, it was uncomfortable in the sense that I don't say I love you to many of my guy friends. In fact, there's only one of my guy friends, shout out to Bailey. Every time we hang up the phone, we tell each other that we love each other. We say it like that, I love you. And there's this really uncomfortable, weird stigma that guys can't say I love you to each other. We can tell people that we love each other. We can tell our friends that we love each other. We can tell our parents. We can tell our dogs. Saying I love you does not have to be saved for your romantic partnerships. It can be. I'm not telling you that you have to tell people that you love them. But I've always used the three words, I love you, for people that I care about and that I love. And it's always been more than just romantic partnerships or, you know, people that I've been dating. So anyway, I got a lot from doing this. And it made me think that telling people how we feel about them is really, I love that. And it's just so beautiful. And to me, that's what life's all about. You know, we're on this journey, even if you're someone that finds alone time being very, very important to you. We're in this journey with other people a lot of the times, whether you have a...
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Small circle, or you have a really big circle of people in your life. I love telling people how I feel about them and what they mean to me. And I just see it so often that people leave this earth and they pass away, and we want to tell them how much they meant to us. And we wish we could get more time. We wish we could tell them that we love them one last time, or that we could really tell them how we feel. And so I've just kind of taken this approach, especially, you know, each year that I get older, I try to tell people around me what they mean to me. And so during Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, I just wanted to take a chance to remind all of us, especially if you're listening and you're a guy or if you have guys in your life that you could support. There's a stigma surrounding men's mental health, and I can speak for it personally. Like I said, the saying man up and having to be tough, rough and tough, and not talk about your mental health and, you know, keeping things inside. I have a lot of my, I've built it into a lot of friendships with my guy friends that we can talk about that. And I made sure that they knew that from day one, and I want to make sure that they always know that I'm there for them. And that we can always talk about emotions, and I'll always listen. We don't ever have to man up. In fact, I promote and I support not manning up, just being human, being emotional, being vulnerable. And that looks differently for everyone. That's what I really want to remind you as you're listening. It's, I live my life the way that I'm comfortable with. I tell people I love them. I tell my friends I love them. And I know that that's not comfort level for everybody. And so I just want you to be comfortable. I want you to be comfortable, and that will look differently for you than it will for me, and it'll look for the next person. But being able to have people in your life, or ways that you can cope, or ways that you can express yourself in a healthy way, is very, very important. So I hope that as men, and if you have men in your life that you know, or if you're a man listening right now, I just want you to know that you don't have to man up. And you can always express yourself, and you can always be free to talk about your mental health and your emotions and how you're feeling. And it's a beautiful thing. It shows a lot of courage and a lot of strength. And I hope that you know that. And it felt really good, and it felt just really beautiful to make that connection. I got a lot of texts back from, I got texts back from everyone that I reached out to, all the guys that I sent those audio messages to, and they all expressed their love back to me in different ways, in a variety of ways, and it was really cool. And I just wanted to bring that to you as a gentle reminder to continue to support the men in your life, continue to promote healthy ways for them to express themselves and express what's on their mind. And I do want to give a special shout out to my dad. I'm not going to say everything that I said in a private phone call to him, but I obviously made sure to call my dad because he, and I've told him this, and I just want to give him a special shout out that my dad has, as a man that I look up to, and ever since I can remember, ever since I was born, really, he has always shown me what a man can be, what a man with deep emotional intelligence can be, someone that loves my mom and my sister very much. He showed me how to treat women, how to treat human beings, how to be respectful, how to be confident, how to be kind and caring. And I show my mom a lot of love as well. But just for Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, I want to put him on a special pedestal right now because he has shown me a great example of what a man can truly be. A man that can cry, I've seen my dad cry. I've cried to my dad. You know, I feel blessed and lucky enough that my dad showed me that it takes courage to go to therapy. It takes strength, and that you can cry and you can express yourself. You can express fear. You don't have to man up. You can be vulnerable. You can be honest about your feelings, the really dark ones and the really overwhelming, scary ones. You can cry, like I said. You can say, I love you. You can hug goodnight. You can hug each other. You know, and like I said, every family dynamic is different. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I just feel very, very fortunate that my dad has given me, has modeled what a man can look like, a very versatile man, a man that's emotional, a man that cries, a man that is in tune with his emotions, is not afraid to express them. And I've taken the notes on that mentally, and I feel very lucky. So thank you, Dad. And thank you to all the men in my life. Thank you to all the people in my life, but Men's Mental Health Awareness Month means a lot to me, and so this episode is one of the special ones. There's a long list of special episodes that I've been fortunate enough to do, where, I mean, we're 151 episodes in. They're all very special to me, but there's some that just will always beat a little bit harder in my heart, so please take care of each other. If you are a man, please find people that you can express yourselves to, whether that's going to therapy. It takes bravery and courage and strength to go to therapy. You are not weak. It is not a sign of weakness. To me, it's a sign of great strength. And so I will always promote therapy. I will always promote taking care of yourself, however that looks. And I think it goes back to the episode about showing up for yourself. This is all going to look very differently for all of us. And that's really a beautiful thing. There's no one way to do this. There's books, there's videos, there's TED Talks, there's podcasts, there's things, you know, there's a lot of things for self-care now, and that's awesome. But it all looks differently. It's kind of like trying on something, right? We can't, you know, we're not all going to have the same exact fit when we try on clothes. They're all going to fit us just a little bit different, even the same size. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So continue to take care of yourselves. I will put some resources for some mental health resources in the some links to those wherever you get your podcasts. And I love you so much. Please take care of yourself. Take care of the people you love. Tell them that you love them. It doesn't have to be a man. It could be anyone in your life. Go tell someone that you love them and however you do that, whether that's whatever your love language is, however you feel comfortable doing it. And maybe if you want to get a little uncomfortable and tell someone that you love them, it's so worth it. And just telling them that you at least care about them and that you appreciate them. I'll catch you on the next one. Please remember that trans rights are human rights, especially just how the world is right now. We can continue to take care of ourselves and give every single human being the human rights that they deserve. So please continue to keep that in mind. Remember that Black Lives Matter, and smile more and continue to take care of yourself. And I will catch you on the next one.